It's a program that's making a major impact in the lives of young people in Morehead State University's service region. It's called Youth Build, and it targets 18 to 24-year-olds who have dropped out of high school. The program gives these young people a second chance, encouraging them to make a difference in their communities through area service projects while helping them earn a much-needed GED. Drew Gray is the Youth Build director.
We're here today in Menifee County at the Joint Youth Build and Habitat for Humanity construction site. We're showing off some of our hard work that we've put in through the last few months to build a habitat home in this community, and we're really excited about the opportunity to share that with you. A program of this size is really hard to run without the support of MSU. From our transportation out here in university vehicles to the support we have from Dr. Lang in our department to actually be able to engage the community in such a unique way for Morehead State is a great opportunity for our kids to learn responsibility, job skills, and to give back to a community that could really use some help. This is a great opportunity for everyone involved.
Of the 200 Youth Build programs nationwide, only a handful are affiliated with a four-year institution, making the program at MSU very unique. Brandon Heath is a native of Russell County, Kentucky, and says he embraces the opportunities afforded by Youth Build.
We've put a lot in working in Youth Build on habitat houses, building them from floor or ground to floor up, and it makes me feel really good to help out others and more productive.
Tabitha McGuire is a native of Morehead and says she's grateful for the chance to give back for a very personal reason.
I have a habitat home myself. I got one about 16 years ago, so it means a lot to me to be able to do something. I was only like 6 when I got mine, so I wasn't able to help then, but I can now, so it's awesome.
The Youth Build program enrolled 12 young people in August of 2013, and all have earned their GEDs, with 5 now pursuing a post-secondary education. Clyde Mays is a retired teacher and currently a staff assistant with Youth Build. He says the students have given their all, both academically and at the work site.
Very impressed with the project here. Really impressed with the attitude of the kids and the willingness to learn and put forth a good solid effort. And they take a lot of pride in their work. They're willing to put forth some extra effort, and they like to see the job done properly, and you can see a lot of progress.
The success of Youth Build is made possible by a federal grant awarded to Morehead State University. Dale Stamper is the program's vocational training assistant.
We've had a lot of help from the construction management group at Morehead State. They've given us some pointers on it as to how to make it easier. It's been a different departments on the university has let us borrow different equipment. And the Youth Build students have really worked hard on it.
Reporting from Menifee County with Youth Build, I'm David Patrick for Morehead State Public Radio.